Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There's a big liberal push for a cap-and-trade law in this country that supposedly would reduce the greenhouse gas emissions over time. But did you know that California already has their own version of cap-and-trade designed to cut carbon emissions beginning in 2012? And the law requires that their carbon footprint be reduced to the level of 1990 by 2020. Now, all of that might sound great in a happy time. However, to impose a heavy tax and regulatory burden on California that has 12% unemployment and is already broke makes no sense at all. And that is what has prompted a ballot initiative in California to repeal the law. Now, here is why all of this activity in California is so significant. California voters are beginning to realize that new taxes and regulations will push businesses to leave. They'll be looking for business-friendly states like Texas or Nevada. And their well-intended, costly effort to cut greenhouse gases will have no global impact unless the world joins their effort. And the world is not going to join their rush to economic suicide. The same logic tells us that if the United States should pass a cap-and-trade law, that our businesses would move to China or India or anywhere to escape government taxes and overregulation. We are in a global economy, like it or not, and we have to be competitive or we'll see jobs go to other countries. Overregulation of animal agriculture can push the pork business and the poultry business offshore. When that happens, we not only lose our livestock farms, we lose the processing plants and the jobs. The cost of food goes up with added transportation costs. With every tax that is imposed and every new regulation, we must be ever mindful of the costs that are incurred. We want to keep our jobs here in the United States, and the 10% unemployment that we suffer now reminds us of that. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.